we are here, quarterfinals. Who do you have moving on? First up, we have Croatia versus Brazil. Croatia had to fight their way back, being down 1-0 against Japan, and they had to win it in PKs. They were very shaky and did not look very good, in my opinion. Brazil showed up and showed out against South Korea, beating them 4-1. They looked awesome. I know that they put all four in the first half, but did they really have to play in the second half when you're up 4-0 at halftime? Brazil have won the last three matchups between these two teams, but the last time that they did play was back in 2018, and it was a friendly, so doesn't really matter at that point. But I do believe that Croatia did not look very well against Japan, and I thought that they were pretty shaky throughout the group stages. They did enough, and I know that that's all it takes is just doing enough, but they're going to have to do more than just enough to beat Brazil. And here, I don't think that they beat Brazil. I think Brazil win this matchup kind of easily, but not. And I think that they move on, actually winning 3-0 over Croatia to the semifinals. So now we have the Netherlands versus Argentina. I felt like Netherlands handled business pretty easily against the U.S. The U.S. did not play very well defensively against the Netherlands. And then Argentina, they played a very good game, and yes, they only won 2-1, but I felt like they had control of that game in the round of 16 for them to move on. These two teams haven't played each other since 2014, and currently the Netherlands are on a 19-game unbeaten streak, but I do have to say that that 19-game streak ends in the quarterfinals. I think that Argentina win this game. It's going to be a close one, but I think Argentina come out on top 2-1. Over the Netherlands. So our next to last game is Morocco versus Portugal. Morocco played against Spain and it was a very good matchup, even though it ended in a 0-0 draw and Morocco wins in PKs. So Morocco is kind of our Cinderella story and they're looking pretty good. They're not looking bad. And then you had Portugal come out and just smack Switzerland 6-1. I mean, what else do you say to that? Yeah, everyone's talking about Ronaldo, but how about the guys that are on the field playing and looking good? I mean, 6-1, that's pretty good. And Switzerland is not a bad team. So, yeah, I can't say enough about Portugal. Morocco are currently on a 9-game unbeaten streak, but I think that Morocco's, their Cinderella story ends here. I think Portugal are playing at too high of a level right now. And even without Ronaldo, you don't even need Ronaldo right now. I know I'm probably going to get some hate by that, but I don't think that, I mean, they look better without him in the starting lineup. But I will have to say Portugal win this matchup 3-1 to move to the semifinals. So for our final match, we have England versus France. England handled business against Senegal in the round of 16, shutting them out, winning 3-0. And then France beating Poland 3-1 to move on to this matchup. Some takeaways, though. Mbappe is looking good for France, scoring 2 goals in that game against Poland. I think he is now in the front runner for the Golden Boot. So he is looking very well. France is looking well. But so are England. They're handling business. They're unbeaten in the last 5 matches. They have not lost here at this World Cup. So that's also a cool stat. Another stat, though, France have not kept a clean sheet in their last 5 matches. So they are willing to give up goals. And I think that that's going to happen. I think we're going to see a high scoring matchup between us. I think we're going to see 5 goals total. But I'm going to say right here, I think England are going to move on to the semifinals by beating France 3-2. And I think that it's going to be an upset, but can you even call it an upset? Because I think if you look at the FIFA rankings, I think France are like 4 and England's 5 or something like that. 5 and 6, I can't remember off the top of my head. But it's going to be a close one. I think everyone's expecting France to win this game. But I think I'm going to pull for England. I think England's going to win this game 3-2, like I said. So thank you for watching. Please give the video a thumbs up. Subscribe if you like the content. And until the semifinals, we'll see you then.